Harvard hires former UPenn president Liz McGill after she resigned over campus anti-Semitism. By Paul Bois on August 29, 2024. Liz McGill, who resigned as president from the University of Pennsylvania late last year after a disastrous congressional testimony about rising anti-Semitism on campus, has found a new home at Harvard. McGill will be taking a position as a visiting senior fellow at Harvard Law School Center on the legal profession this fall semester, according to her updated curriculum vitae, CV, obtained by UPenn student newspaper, The Daily Pennsylvanian, according to Fox Business. The CV shows McGill will also serve as a visiting law professor at the London School of Economics through 2027. The outlet reported that, according to a source close to McGill, she will not be teaching, and both opportunities are temporary, unpaid, and research-focused. McGill remains a law professor at UPenn, too. McGill stepped down from her role as president of UPenn late last year due to mounting pressure over rising anti-Semitism on campus and following her testimony before Congress. As Breitbart News reported at the time, University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill has resigned as president of the university in the wake of intense backlash over her failure during a recent congressional hearing on Capitol Hill to say whether advocating for the genocide of Jews is permissible on campus. "Dear members of the Penn community," the university began in its announcement, "I write to share that President Liz McGill has voluntarily tendered her resignation as president of the University of Pennsylvania. Prior to her resignation, the University of Pennsylvania lost a reported $100 million donation following a tense hearing on the anti-Semitism in the wake of the horrific attack on Israel. At the time, McGill testified on Capitol Hill about anti-Semitism and did not directly answer questions about hate against Jews on campus. I am asking specifically, calling for the genocide of Jews, does that constitute bullying or harassment?" Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, asked McGill. "If it is directed and severe or pervasive, it is harassment," McGill responded. "So, the answer is yes?" Stefanik asked. "It is a context-dependent decision," McGill shot back. "It is a context-dependent decision? That's your testimony today? Calling for the genocide of Jews is depending upon the context?" Stefanik said. The testimony sparked tremendous backlash, with calls for McGill to resign. Democrat Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro called her responses shameful. According to a letter obtained by Axios at the time, Stone Ridge Asset Management CEO and Penn alumnus Ross Stevens withdrew an estimated $100 million donation to the school. Harvard graduate Shabbos Kessenbaum called his alma mater's decision to hire McGill shameful. Liz McGill, the former disgraced UPenn president, who couldn't condemn the calls of genocide against Jews, has just been hired by Harvard, Kessenbaum wrote on X. "This is a slap in the face to Jewish students. She will join her friend Claudine Gay as two equally incompetent scholars." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.